Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Carl and Oscar from Hoodsport are. Carl and Oscar, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Were you guys listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room by chance?
Nope.
All right, Steve. The playing field is level. Time for you to get out of here.
What are you trying
to? My cousin Sam.
Huh?
They're playing for his cousin Sam.
What the hell is happening right
now? They're playing for Sam. Steve, get out of here.
Where's Sam? Is Sam okay?
Yeah, he's dealing with leukemia right now.
Oh, aww, man. Shout out to Sam.
Yeah, we love you, Sam. All right, Steve, time to leave.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Carl and Oscar have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
Which fast food chain has the meats?
Oh, Arby's.
Yes. According to the Christmas song, how many golden rings did my true love give to me?
5.
Yes. Which Central American country's name translates to the savior in English?
El Salvador.
Yes. Which other main character was Ross related to on Friends?
Pass.
The Galilean moons are associated with which planet?
Mars.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Yes.
No. What movie starred Paul Rudd and Jason Segel as best friends?
Pass.
Darjeeling tea is grown in what Asian country?
Repeat, I couldn't hear it.
Darjeeling tea is grown in what Asian country?
Thailand.
No. No. What is the international radio code word for the letter M? Oh,
Michael.
Got you guys down for 3, Carl and Oscar.
Oh, no.
Steve,
yeah.
Welcome
horrible.
Back.
Good to be back.
But are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah! 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 What fast food chain has the meats?
Arby's.
Yes. According to the Christmas song, how many golden rings did my true love
5.
Give to me? Yeah. Which Central American country's name translates to the savior in English?
Sandria.
No.
Argentina?
No.
San Paolo?
No. Which other main character was Ross related to on Friends?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Courtney Cox.
No. I need the character name.
I don't remember their names, damn it. Rachel.
No.
Oh, wait, no, that would be weird. They were dating.
The Galilean moons are associated with which planet?
That would be Uranus.
It would not be.
Mercury.
No.
Jupiter.
Yes. What movie starred Paul Rudd and Jason Segel as best friends?
I Love You, Man.
Yes. Darjeeling tea is grown in what Asian country?
Japan.
No.
China.
No.
Korea?
No. What is the international radio code word for the letter M?
Major.
No. Steve, you got 4 correct, and somehow that is a win, 4-3.
Let's go.
Sorry, Carl and Oscar.
It's all good.
Much love to Sam.
Let's go, Sam. Those were tough questions.
Well, our friends knew that the Central American country's name that translates to the savior is El Salvador.
Oh, duh.
Didn't you take Spanish, Steve?
Yes, I missed that class, though.
Darjeeling tea is grown in India, and the international radio code word for the letter M is Mike.
Mike.
Mike, Mike, Mike.
Huh.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve Miggs.
Getting closer and closer to 400.
We will play another game at 8:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Are you a huge fan of rock music?
Yes.
If so, we want to put you to the test. And you can call 206-803-ROCK if you love rock music. Call now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take those calls after Whitesnake. You've probably seen those digital jukeboxes called Touch Tunes your local establishment.
Love them.
Well, they released their end of the year charts. And the most played genre is rock.
Let's go.
That accounted for 38% of the plays. So what were the other top rock songs on the list? We're going to put our listeners to the test.
Okay.
Miggs, you're going to play a random isolated vocal from these top Touch Tunes rock songs and see if we can guess what the song is. So let's get Kevin from Renton up. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Kevin, you go into an establishment, they have a jukebox. What song are you absolutely playing?
Probably Welcome to the Jungle.
Nice.
That would get me pretty riled up. That's a good pick. Okay, this is not Welcome to the Jungle, but this is the number one song that people will play on those Touch Tunes. I feel like it's an easy one, but let's see if you could get it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go find a woman, yeah, and you'll find love.
All right, what song is that?
Oof.
I know it.
Danny, you think you know?
The tip of my tongue.
Taryn, do you need to give him a hint?
Did you just say it, Kevin? What did you say?
Yeah, give me a...
Let's see. The band Shinedown has covered this song.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
It's the opposite of A Difficult Woman.
God, I can't think of it.
Ah, it's Simple Man. This is one of those songs that every time you hear it, you're like, they put together a masterpiece of a song.
For sure.
But I never think about going back and listening to it.
And putting it on a jukebox?
Hell yeah.
No. This,
what are you talking about? You get a beer and you hold your friend and tell them how simple you are. Not everything has to be My Chemical Romance, Danny.
Shannon in Arlington, good morning. We're going to put you to the test.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. We're going to play something from the vocals, and you have to guess what song it is.
Left alone with Big Fat Fatty. She was such a naughty natty.
All right, what do you think it is?
Well, it's Queen. I know that.
Yes.
God, I'm not good with naming tunes, but I know the band.
Think about butts.
Like if a girl might be a little thick with two C's, you know?
Yeah, Sir Mix-a-Lot sang about them, too.
Oh, God. I don't know. Big Fat Daddy.
Close enough. Number two, Fat Bottom Girls.
I listen to Big Fat Daddy, too, though.
Oh, hell yeah. That was my nickname in college. No, it wasn't.
Lonnie, you're on I-5, and we're going to put you to the test. Touch Tunes, their end-of-the-year charts, the most played rock songs.
Lonnie, this is the number three song that people will play at the Touch Tunes. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go.
Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Any guesses?
I know it sounds like Kid Rock.
You know what? This song has a very Kid Rock feel to it, if you ask me, and it's Rockstar. Nickelback, baby. Danny, you're not going to hang out at this bar if this song's playing?
I would walk out. I would pour my drink on the floor and walk out.
No.
Yes.
You know what is funny is I hate that song, but if I was at a bar and I had a few drinks in me, I'd be singing along.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. God. All right, let me test you guys. All Taryn, right. Are you ready for this
I'm
one?
I'm so ready.
The number four song picked by people when they go in and have a Touch Tones jukebox.
Just like that.
Just
like that.
Do you know it, Danny?
No.
That would be Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah, I'd go to the bathroom if this song was playing.
What?
None of these are bar songs. Like, what are we doing with these?
Don't you trash Van Morrison?
People are going to sing along to this part. All right, we have one more. This one was number five. I'll leave this one to Danny. Are you ready?
Yes.
So let's go there.
Pearl Jam.
No, even come on. Flow. Hear it again. So let's go there. Come on, Danny. Yeah, you know this.
It's Fall Out Boy.
It's Creed Higher.
I would definitely pump my fist in the air if somebody picked this song.
Would you hold Danny?
Oh, I'd force his arms wide open. Consensually, of course.
Hey, we gotta go.
Getting closer and closer to hitting $20,000 with Operation Warm, Coats for Kids. Shout out to the Washington State Council of Firefighters and all of the Rockaholics that have already donated. Steve, we're at $19,286.
Ooh, getting closer and closer to $20,000. Thanks to David Harden joining the 69 Club. That's right, Mr. Harden joining the 69 Club.
Nice. You can make a donation as well, Rockaholics. $25 equals one brand new coat at KISW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks will be facing the Colts at home this weekend,
yes.
And there's a rumor that could be coming true that a retired legend might be the starting quarterback for the Colts due to some injuries to their current players, and this is the NFL Network report on it.
This is real, and it is spectacular. Eight-time Pro Bowl quarterback Phillip Rivers is signing with the Colts practice squad just 2 days after Daniel Jones suffered that devastating season-ending Achilles injury. Rivers has been out of the NFL for 5 full seasons, but I am told his arm looked good in the workout. They will find out Wednesday when he's on the practice field how well the rest of his body can hold up. And, Ian, there seems to be a real possibility we'll see Phillip Rivers playing in an NFL game sooner than later.
And which could be this weekend.
And he hasn't played since 2021 again. So my question is, what has he been doing since 2021?
He's been, making babies. No, okay. He has a lot of kids, but also he's a coach for a high school football team.
He's also a grandpa.
Yes.
So many have had something to say about this online. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of these comments. We figured who better read it than another famous Phil.
Dr. Phil?
You know it. We have Dr. Phil reading the comments about Phillip Rivers coming back to the NFL after being retired for several years. Are you ready for the first one?
So ready.
Whether you like the Colts or not, if you're not rooting for Phillip Rivers like this is a real-life Disney movie, you're not a true football fan.
Well, if you're a Seahawks fan, I'm not going to root for Phillip Rivers just for the feel-good moment.
Yeah.
I want to see him eaten alive this weekend.
Oh, no.
Any other weekend, have fun.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't... How do you feel about this?
I mean, I don't think he's going to be the answer to their problems right now. Also, I mean, he's 44 years old and he hasn't played. I think the pressure's going to be a lot for him to handle. He's out of practice.
I keep seeing people be like, oh, he's coming back so he could get that Super Bowl ring finally. Because, you know, the Colts are a very good team. I don't think this is the end. I think this is not going to go very well.
No.
Let's check our next voice message. All right, next comment.
I hope the Seahawks tear his head off, and I'm a fan of his. I'm just not willing to stop loving the run my Seahawks are on.
Yeah, that's me right there. Yep. Yeah, I don't want to see the Seahawks lose just for a feel-good moment for Phillip Rivers and his 13,000 children.
Wow. Yeah, I think it'll be cool, but we can't let him win.
And I don't think he's going to do all that great. Because I keep hearing I've heard some like former players and former people being like, yeah, towards the end of his career, his arm was starting to regress. I mean, it was like he was losing strength. That's part of why he retired. Yeah, he's still in great shape and he still has a great mind for it. And apparently, like, he stayed in touch with the coach. Mm. He knows their system really well because he played under that system. I even saw somebody say he runs the same offense at his high school that he coaches at. And I'm like, well, then get the quarterback for that team to play.
That sounds promising.
Was Joe Montana or Peyton Manning not available?
Okay.
I will say, I knew at the beginning of this year that there were 5 NFL players that are older than me. Phillip Rivers will make it 6.
Yeah. Phillip's older than our coach, than Mike McDonald.
Oh, man, against the Seahawks defense, old man Rivers is they are going to murder him.
I don't think anyone's going to take it easy on Phillip Rivers.
No.
I mean, he better hope his offensive line. I know he's going to try to get the ball out as quickly as possible, and they're probably going to run the ball a lot more, but this just seems very dangerous.
It does.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we are going to be coming in on Monday and being like, man, that sucked.
Don't speak it.
I don't think it's
don't
the
put
case.
It out there.
Guy must need to get away from his 35 kids. Rooting for him, though.
Yeah, there are some days where I think I'd rather get hit by a guy on the defense than be
does
home.
Does he have 10 kids, is it?
And one grandchild.
And 1 grand.
And oh. I think somebody even said, like, some of his kids are older than some of the players in the NFL.
That is bonkers.
Phillip Rivers coming out of retirement at 44 with 9 kids and a high school coaching gig just to save the Colts is the most dad thing in NFL history.
It really is.
Somebody get my belt. I'm going out there.
He has kids older than his teammates. Is he the first grandpa to ever play football?
I believe Brett Favre had a grandchild when he was still playing.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You are supposed to respect your elders.
Tell that to DeMarcus Lawrence and Leonard Williams when they're coming at him.
He's so far over 40, he'll need a special helmet eye shield that doubles his readers so he can read his wrist playbook.
I'm way more like a progressive. I understand.
Yeah.
You get older, your vision starts going. It sucks.
He will be the only quarterback to get his prostate checked before playing.
by Leonard Williams.
Yes.
They don't call him Big Cat for nothing.
The Daily Migs Show.
We are so excited to kick it on Friday with our Rockaholics for Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday. Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, all playing acoustic in Everett. And there's even a pre-funk party happening with the men's room. So swing on into Tony V's for the 21 and over party.
And that's
starting
free.
At 2 o'clock. It's totally free to go. And then we'll see you at the show. Get all the details at KISW.com. As you gear up to get out the door and head off to work or wherever you may be going this morning, you might be a little bit curious what's happening out there in the world of pop culture. And it's a busy place, so we've broken it down to tell you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go. Kate Winslet had a recent appearance on the Graham Norton Show, and she ended up sharing a really surprising story from her time on Saturday Night Live she was hosting back in 2004, and something backstage happened with rapper Eminem.
And also, I have to say something else, and this is a story I've never, never told. Eminem asked me to shave his bottom.
Excuse me? Do they know each other?
They sound like they must be very close.
Poo bum theme for me when I come on this.
Was it like a handheld razor?
Well, he did. He said, "Would you shave my butt?" And I said, "I'm sorry, I don't do personal grooming." Like, what? I'm not going to go with a Bic and get your crack, love.
Was just said.
Wow.
So he's just going around with like a manscaping tool, like a razor clippers.
I guess so. I mean, I would think he could probably do it himself. Like, is he really that inflexible?
Yeah. Well, it depends on where he's trying to go, maybe. He just wants to be extra careful.
Second set of eyes.
Well, this leads us to our simple question. For Taryn Daly, you had to pick Danny or me. Who are you shaving?
Oh.
Who are you
do I really have to pick?
No.
I'm just wondering which one of you is hairier down there.
Me.
Danny.
I don't know.
I'll pick Steve.
No, man. I'm hairier down there.
Oh, God.
And how would you take it if Eminem's like, I don't know what I would. I've only had a I'm trying to think if I had a shave ever another person. D. Ted Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Not his butt.
His back.
I had to shave the back of his head because we were at a hockey tournament. He was our coach. So we went to Spokane and we took the party bus. And he's like, "Hey, man, can you do me a favor? Can you?" Because I had my clippers with me. He's like, "Can you shave my head in the back?" Because he's got like kind of like, you know, from the staples and from that accent that he had, like he didn't want to do it himself. He was fearful that he might clip himself.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, but I didn't have to shave anything below the neck.
Well, you're a good friend.
Yeah, I don't think I would do it. I don't know. Maybe from the waist up, sure.
Yeah.
Waist down, you're going to have to ask, what's her name?
Kate Winslet,
yes. Gene Simmons, man, he's having a couple of foot and mouth moments. I mean, I think he does all the time, but the bassist of Kiss. During a recent TV interview, he made things very uncomfortable with a news anchor. It's kind of like he was flirting with her. Her name's Maritza Giorgio, and he was asking her if she still models, but it seems like she never modeled. So maybe this was like his pickup line. Ew. But here's the awkward moment that happened.
By the way, are you still modeling?
What?
Are you still modeling?
Modeling? I don't model, sir.
Oh, I assumed.
Creepy.
Oh, I assumed. Can I shave your bottom?
Well, I appreciate that. We appreciate your time.
She's like, I'm out. You're cringy.
Oh, I assumed.
And that's not the only thing that he's pissed some people off. Some Kiss fans are not happy with him because he did an interview with the New York Post and he was talking about the passing of Ace Frehley, who sadly left us just recently. And when he was talking about it, he said something where he was just like, hey, he feels that a series of bad decisions and past struggles may have played a role in Ace's death. Now, he might not be wrong, but maybe it's not the right time to be talking about that kind of stuff. Well, a lot of people are upset, and shockingly...
Oh, I assumed.
Gene Simmons apologized. He just recently went on X, I think over the last 24 hours, and said, on reflection, I was wrong for using the words that I used. I humbly apologize. My hand to God, I didn't intend to hurt Ace or his legacy, but upon rereading my words, I see how it hurt everybody. Again, I apologize. I've always loved Ace. Always.
For his very first apology ever in life, that was a pretty good one.
You think the news anchor's like, hello?
Oh, I assumed.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to stop Steve from getting to 400 wins by the end of the year?
What?
206-803-ROCK. Give us a call now, and we will play the game called Beat Migs at 850.
What?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.